The MCAT Podcast, session number 150. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles you'll face as a pre-med, and we're here to give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help get you the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. Now, welcome to the MCAT Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, your host here every week. And as always, I am joined by Clara from Next Step Test Prep. And we are going to dig into some more great MCAT podcasts for you. Now that we finished Full Length 10, we have some good topics coming up. And we're starting today with high yield information. This is a very common term that comes up in the MCAT prep world. And we want to make sure that we cover what exactly is high yield, what makes a topic high yield, and then we'll dive into some very common high yield categories or high yield parts of each category in the coming weeks. So buckle in, sit down, have fun, or keep running on the treadmill, whatever you're doing right now listening to this, and hopefully you'll get some great takeaways from today's podcast. Clara, back for some more MCAT podcasts. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How about you?
I'm excited. I'm doing well. I'm excited to jump into our next kind of set of podcast episodes because I think they are going to be super helpful for the students as they're studying for the MCAT.
Yeah, I'm really excited about these.
So let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about. high yield. When I hear high yield, right, the first thing that pops into mind is like savings accounts. You always hear high yield savings accounts. I'm like, okay, that's weird, first of all. But second of all, what does high yield for the MCAT mean? And why is that important for a student?
Totally. So I feel like almost every student I've ever interacted with has had questions about this high yield thing. And basically the idea of a high yield concept is it's a science concept that comes up more often than others on the MCAT. And so some of them are very much real things, right? So like amino acids, there will be MCAT practice exams from the AAMC, for example, that have like 15 amino acid questions. So it's like that. That's crazy. That's very high yield. But then there are also all these misconceptions like, oh, does high yield mean I don't have to study anything else? Like what topics even are high yield? So it's a big thing to get into for sure.
So high yield meaning I should study that because it's important for the MCAT?
Yes. Basically, high yield means that it appears frequently. So you know how some topics on the MCAT, you'll wonder if you'll even get a question about them like at all. And there's certainly, you know, there are only so many questions that you get on the MCAT. So you'll study some topics and never even see them. And that's just bound to happen. Mm-hmm. But the whole idea of high yield is that these topics come up so often that studying them is typically going to really pay off tangibly because it's highly likely you'll get questions about them on your test.
Okay. And so the opposite of high yield would be the downfall of high yield would be I didn't study these topics well enough, let's say amino acids, and there were 15 questions on it, and those were potentially 15 questions that I gave away because if I would have just focused a tiny bit more on the high yield stuff, then the other random biochemistry equation that I dove into that may or may not have been anywhere on a test, just wasted my time.
Exactly. And you know, there are upsides and downsides to it, right? Because I think the whole concept of high yield essentially is saying not all MCAT topics are the same. Like if you spend, you know, 2 hours on every single topic that comes up on the MCAT, spend exactly the same amount of time, that might not be wise because you might never get a question about the Doppler effect, but you'll get tons of questions about amino acids. But of course, at the same time, anything could come up on your test. So you don't want to take it too far and like only study amino acids all day.
Yeah, it sounds like it's kind of like you're gambling with your time and where you are focusing your efforts. So how do you assure a student and just like let them know that this isn't just all luck?
Definitely. So I think what it really comes down to is that high yield topics aren't an accident. So the fact that amino acids come up so often on the test isn't just like, oh, it just happens to come up really often. So maybe tomorrow the test makers could decide, oh, we don't want to test that as much. And then they stop. That would be just straight up gambling. But the key is to actually understand what the MCAT is for. And that just it pays huge dividends. And so basically, the topics that tend to be high yield on the MCAT are topics that involve a lot of like, you know, really clear overlap between different subjects. So like take amino acids, for example, like unlike the Doppler effect, right? That's a lower yield topic. And that is really just sound in physics. But if you look at amino acids are a biochem topic, but the test makers could ask all sorts of questions about like acid-base chemistry that also touch on amino acids. They could ask questions about, you know, so that's general chemistry. They could ask organic chemistry questions. So these topics that really, you almost can't put in one subject. You can say, okay, like amino acids touch upon all of these different subjects. And then they also have this really high medical relevance. Those are the topics the test makers love because that's really what the MCAT is all about. And so those end up being high yield. So it's almost like getting into the mindset of knowing why the test makers made the MCAT the way they did to actually get high yield topics to have some meaning beyond just like, oh, I'm guessing which topics will come up more.
Let's be truthful. The test writers wrote it to torture pre-med students.
They did. That's the main goal, of course.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay. And so are there high yield topics in every section that a student should be thinking about?
There are, except for CARS. So CARS, of course, doesn't require any outside knowledge. So there's no real concept of high yield in CARS. But in every other section, there certainly are high yield topics. And I always like to think of high yield topics on like a subject level, right? Like oh, general chemistry, you have all these high yield topics. But thinking of it on a section level as a sort of like higher level introduction to the idea is really cool. Because if you think, okay, like, the chem phys section, that already involves a bunch of different subjects like gen chem, biochem, biology are all tested, like physics, they're all in that section. And so the high yield topics in chem phys are likely to be topics where there is a lot of overlap between those subjects. And so even amino acids, which are mainly a biochem topic, so you mainly think of seeing amino acids in the bio-biochem section. Amino acids are a huge high yield topic in the chem phys section because the test makers can ask questions about their like sort of acid base, like very general chemistry properties. So that's probably the big one, but others, electrochemistry is a big one too in chem phys, where, you know, you can see it is a gen chem topic, but it also relates really closely to biochemistry because of the way electrons move along the electron transport chain. So absolutely, yes, different sections have their very own high-yield concepts.
A lot of students listening to this may go, hey, this sounds like Cliff's Notes. Back in high school, you had to write a book report. I'm just going to read the Cliff Notes. I'm going to write a book report. And you may or may not do pretty well with that. What would a student score if they only focused on high-yield topics?
See, that is a great question because it's impossible to answer because every MCAT administration is different. So I can say I have never, I would be absolutely shocked if there ever were an MCAT administration that didn't ask any questions about amino acids. Like I would be so completely shocked. But at the same time, there is a huge amount of variation. So you could get, you could go in and take your MCAT and feel like you're getting a lot of low yield topics. So it's kind of luck to that extent. So basically, if you only study the high yield topics, it's going to be a mistake. So you might get a lot of questions right, but there are going to be a lot of questions you get wrong too. So really the best approach to have with all of it is study everything, make sure you cover everything that it falls under the scope of MCAT science. But then above and beyond with any time you have, you know, spend that extra time mastering amino acids or spend that extra time doing passages about electrochemistry. So you're basically completely covered.
All right. Anything else about high yield that we haven't covered yet?
No, I don't think so.
All right. And so these next several weeks, we're going to dive into some of these high yield topics that you'll find in each of the sections and different topics for high yield. So hopefully we'll get you going in the right direction, but just understand again, high yield does not mean only thing that you have to study.
Absolutely.
All right, there you have it. Another great episode. What makes a topic high yield? If you are interested in learning more about Next Step Test Prep and how they can help you on your MCATs, go to nextsteptestprep.com. Sign up for a free 15-minute consultation where you can talk to them about your MCAT struggles, your concerns, your worries, and they will help you figure out what is the best path forward for you. Again, go to nextsteptestprep.com or call 888-530-6398 to talk to one of their MCAT consultants. I hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time here on the MCAT podcast, where we are going to be talking about one of the highest yield topics on the MCAT, amino acids.
This is MedEd Media.